Hello and welcome to the Sports Comedy Show. I'm Paul Salerno, the creator and host of the show, and this is another edition of Talk Radio. Today is Friday, December 4th. Happy Friday. Weekend is here. We are in the middle of the holiday season, so season's greeting from the Sports Comedy Show. Okay, I've got some exciting news here that I thought I'd start with. Added a new segment to the website, and there's a page now called Video Clips. Now, this breaks the barrier of just having still shots on the website to actually now putting on video clips, and there's going to be a lot more to come. When I started the project, the Sports Comedy Show, that is, months ago, the thing I talked about was this show is going to have a lot of different segments. It's not just going to be podcast. It's not going to be just sports talk. It's not just going to be season one. There's funny things out on the website. Video is going to be a big part of the Sports Comedy Show. And now the fact that I'm able to load up video clips, and I got two clips out there of me doing a funny sports story. So you want to check it out when you get a chance. SportsComedyShow.net. But first, it's Paul on Talk Radio. Yes, we have to face the face, we have to face the music, and the one that did face the music here the last couple days ago was Matt Patricia from the Detroit Lions. They sacked him good. You know, he was my turkey day stuffer last week. Looks like I got stuffed. After that game, a day or two later, they realized that it simply wasn't going to work. I think everybody knew that weeks ago, if not even a year ago, but they finally had to come to the realization, the Detroit Lions, that him and the general manager were fired, and they're going to go a new direction. So the Matt Patricia era in Detroit is over. I believe it was 3 years. He'd won like 13 games and lost 20 some odd games. Never really got going. It was kind of a bummer to watch and see happen. You know, when you hire a new coach, the beginning usually tells the tale. And things just did not click from the very beginning. Yes, he came from a very incredible organization, the Patriots. He was the defensive coordinator. He was a very defensive-orientated coach. He came to Detroit with a hard-nosed attitude that didn't sit well in the beginning. And then they weren't able to capitalize defensively. And this year, their numbers were terrible defensively. They were ranked 31st or 32nd when it came to yards against. And, you know, he's supposed to be a defensive genius. They realized that it simply isn't working. They moved forward. So we're going to say goodbye to Matt Patricia. He is the sack of the day. Boom! He's been sacked. Okay. Now, before we get into today's theme, which is going to be NFL Week 13 preview, I'm going to look at a couple of these games and tell you what I think about them. And stay around for that five-star pick at the end of the show. I'm going to give you the five-star pick. Hit one last week. Last week's was Buffalo. They did win and covers. They beat the Chargers, so good for them. My five-star pick on the year is now 8-4, and that is against the spread. So got another one lined up for you, which I'll give to you at the end of the show. Before we get into that, though, I thought I'd do something a little different. I got a trivia book from a colleague here, and it's a really cool trivia book. It's got all kinds of sports trivia. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to throw a sports trivia question at you guys and see how you guys do. Before I do that, because it isn't the topic of basketball, the other story that's broken here in the last day or two, I guess the technical term would be a break. It broke. Broken's not a word. Broke's a word. AD has re-signed with the Lakers. 5-year deal, $190 million. Talk about the big bucks. And just a couple days before that, LeBron did do the extension, 2 years, some 90 or 100 million, whatever it was, some ridiculous number. So, but huge offseason for the Lakers. Basketball is going to be starting soon, so there has been a lot of basketball talk on all the shows lately, and everybody's in agreement that The Lakers had an incredible offseason. They've rerouted some of the backcourt and some of the other names. They went a little deeper, and people are talking that they're setting themselves up for a possible dynasty. They certainly laid the foundation with securing AD and LeBron. Congratulations to the Lakers. We'll see where this goes. Season starts in just a couple weeks because the NBA said they're going to start before Christmas. I think the 23rd is the actual start date, but that'll be NBA for Christmas. And the season just ended. The Lakers just won a championship. First time in many years, but now it's all going to come around full circle and they're going to start again. It'll be interesting to see how far they get. Just because things are looking not so great with COVID and we're heading into winter, but we don't know what their contingency plans are. They've been talking, are they going to play in a bubble? Will there be no fans? These things will be unfolded in time, so I'm not going to get much into it because they really haven't been in detail, and I don't really have much more than what you just catch on the normal mainstream shows. So... But I decided to throw that out there. Lakers are looking good in the preseason. Let's see if it carries over into the NBA 2021 season. Now, that sports trivia question that I was talking about comes from basketball. Here it is. Who was the first NBA player with more than 15,000 assists? Boy, that's a lot of assists. 15,000. I don't even know if I can count that high. But anyway, I will give you a tip. Because that is kind of a tough one. He never won a championship, and he was a part of a famous duo. There was him. There was two big players on the team he played for. He played for one team his entire career. Never won a championship, part of a big duo. At the end of the show, I'll give you the answer. Give you a little time to think on that one. 15,000 assists in the NBA. Who did it? Okay. Let's get started with some NFL Week 13 preview. Let's look at some of these games and see what we can expect. Yes, it's the NFL on the Sports Comedy Show. Week 13 is here. We are getting closer and closer to the end of the season. Excitement plus. Playoff pitchers are starting to take shape. MVP candidates are also starting to come about. What we're going to do here is take a look at some of these games and see what looks hot. And there's a few games that are not so hot. So let's start with one that maybe won't be so hot. And that is, since our show comes out of Las Vegas, our home team, the Las Vegas Raiders, going to go up against the New York Jets. This game... one would think should be a simple role for the Raiders, and let's hope it is. This is a much bigger game for the Raiders than it just looks on face, because I think their whole season hinges on this game, and I'm going to tell you why. The Raiders lost two in a row, and they are now on the outside of the playoff picture. Now, yes, they've still got four or five more games to play, but if you lose this one to the lonely Jets, you slip two games out of the final spot, and that's not good. So this puts a lot of pressure on the Raiders just from the fact that last week they got blown out in Atlanta. I mean, it wasn't even pretty. And now they got to come right back and go into to New York. It's a road game. And, you know, the Raiders made it clear that they're really good at home. They've won big games and even lost a close one to Kansas City at home. But this is not Allegiant Stadium. This is not Vegas. This is not the Death Star. They're going to New York, and they're going to go up against Sam Donald and his team. Question is, can they get back on track? Josh Jacobs hasn't practiced much this week, although we expect to see him. Their running game was atrocious last week in Atlanta. I think they're going to need a running game here just so they can control the clock and kind of take control of the game. So I look for them to do that. Derek Carr has certainly not been himself the last couple games, so we're going to need him to come up big. I think they do. I think that they are the better team. They understand everything I'm saying. John Gruden has made it very clear that, you know, that last week was was just a off. It was simply an off game. Let's put it behind us. Yes, they've had a lot of players on COVID, and we don't even know how many of them are back. A few of the big names are back. You know, the main thing is Matt Crosby on the defensive end is still going to be rushing and putting the pressure on, and he's fun to watch. So I like the Raiders here. I think they come up. I'm not going to say big. I'm just going to say they do what they need to do, and that is win the game. Jets 0-11. I think they're headed to 0-12. I don't understand their coach, Gassi. He just cracks me up every time you see him. He doesn't have a clear game plan. He doesn't have clear answers to the questions. There is no clarity there. I just don't think anything's going to happen special here for the Jets in this game. Big game for the Raiders. Need it if they're going to stay alive in the playoff picture. Let's look at a game that might be a little more exciting. And that is your New Orleans Saints go to Atlanta Falcons. This will be a good morning game. Saints 9-2 in clear first, they're in first place. And Taysom Hill is now the quarterback there, and he's doing pretty good. His last two games, he has stepped up. So he is going to sit in for Drew Brees, which may be another week or two before he comes back. Atlanta playing better ball and had the big win against the Raiders last week. So this in the games in Atlanta, this might not be such an easy task for New Orleans. But again, they are the better team. I look for them to clearly come ahead on this one. Matt Ryan is finally coming around and playing to the level that we are used to seeing him. It's just a shame he wasn't able to do this from the beginning of the year. They've had their fair share of injuries as well. Todd Gurley and Julio Jones were out last week. Not sure of their status this week. Like the Saints here, simply a better team. Their defense is strong. They've got all the weapons on offense. I like the Saints to go into Atlanta. They're a three-point favorite. I'd like them to cover this one. I look for New Orleans to keep the pressure on and make that claim to be the best team in the NFC conference. Next one, we've got Indianapolis at Houston. This is going to be an interesting game because the game's in Houston. Indy has had a great season, but they finally fell off with the loss last week to Tennessee. Kind of, it was maybe to be expected. Everybody, the smarts or the sharps, were on Tennessee. Phillip Rivers has had a good year, but is he now starting to get a little? Is he starting to get a little rusty? And that's always I've been saying that from the beginning here. He does this every year, but we're going to give the team the benefit of the doubt. Turns out in the last five, they've won the last three of five, even though they lost last week to Tennessee. They had a big win against Green Bay 2 weeks ago, but that was 2 weeks ago. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with them. Houston, on the other side, is now starting to play ball. They've won their last two in a row. Deshaun Watson is starting to be the Deshaun Watson that we knew and loved from last year, and he's certainly been on top of things. So Brandon Cooks has been one of the main targets. He's got him. He's got some weapons, and you're going to see a lot of offense. The game's in Houston. This isn't going to be so easy for the Colts. And if they don't win this, then all of a sudden they're on the inside cuff, or they've got one of these wild card spots at this point. But they very well could fall to the outside, especially if Cleveland wins and the Raiders win. So this will be a close game. I think the upset could be in the making here. I like Houston at home. They've just been playing good ball. And I think at some point, Indy, who's been relying on the defense, last week the defense fell short. I look for the defense to fall short again here in Houston. Like Houston at home on that roll, I think they're going to continue. They're playing the role of the spoiler. They did it in New England. They did it in Detroit. I don't know if you can call it Detroit a spoiler, but you saw what they did on Thanksgiving. I guess they spoiled Matt Patricia's Thanksgiving. Anyway, like Houston in this one, I think their home dog is good value there. Okay, here's a good one. We have in the NFC West, this is a division game. This is going to be an afternoon game. Rams at Arizona. Rams 7-4. Cardinals 6-5. Cardinals need this game to stay where they are or to stay in that hunt. We've got some good teams in the NFC West. You got the Rams. You got Seattle. You got Arizona. Seattle is clearly now the front runner in that division. But I think Kyler Murray finally gets back on track. And, he's going to have to. Because the Rams, who are a very good defensive-orientated team, just got stymied last week and had a loss. But the game here is in Arizona, and that's where Kyler throws the Hail Mary, makes things happen. Question is, can he do it on his own, or is he going to have a little help from Kenyon Drake in the running game? We know D-Hop and Fitzgerald are going to be doing what they do. I don't see him on the injured list. Both Arizona may have had some COVID issues, not many, but from what I see here, I think you're going to get most of everybody in this one. One of the reasons why the Rams got had a bad week last week was Darrell Henderson. The running game did not materialize for the Rams last week. It put Jared on the run or on the go to try to find his receivers, which wasn't able to happen either. I think Arizona's going to have to take a page out of that playbook from last week. Keep the pressure on the Rams running game. If you can keep that, keep the running game down, that makes Jared run and roll and throw. If you keep him uncomfortable, it may be a long afternoon for the Rams. This lets Arizona take control of the game, give them possession. They need to focus on their run and stop worrying about the Hail Mary. We know how quick they can go downfield, but Kyler Murray's going to have to realize that, if you grind and take the ball, if you keep the time of possession on your time, on your side, you're doing a lot better. Like Arizona at home, I think they come up. They've lost two in a row. I don't see them losing three in a row. I think they're going to come back in this one. And that'll just make the NFC West that much tighter. So like them there. Let's take a look in the afternoon. We've got, here's one that's going to, that'll be interesting. And that is Washington at Pittsburgh. Normally, one would think this is a nobody game. Well, seeing how we're dealing with a team with no name. But it's a huge game for the Washington no-namers. Just because they are in a dogfight for first place. So they now go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just won a couple days ago. It wasn't pretty. They beat Baltimore. Many players on both teams there with the COVID issue. Steelers 11-0. So they're going to certainly try to continue their winning ways. And here's their story. They've got a story. The reason why this game looks bigger than one may think, well, for 11-0, it's no big deal. If they lose, then Kansas City is just, Kansas City only has one loss. So they are the number one seed. Keep in mind, the playoffs this year, only one team gets a bye. And Pittsburgh knows that, and Kansas City knows that. So they are fighting tooth and nail for that one spot. Washington or Pittsburgh may be looking ahead to next week. I hope not, but don't take Washington so easy. Alex Smith has been playing good ball. Gibson's been running the ball. This could be a much closer game. Certainly one would expect the Steelers, but I would not be surprised if there was an upset here. I look for Washington to keep it close. The spread looks very generous with 7 points, especially in a low-scoring game. But I would not be surprised if you see an upset here. At some point, Pittsburgh's going to lose, and I would not be surprised if this is the week. Okay, Buffalo at San Francisco. This game has been moved around from... they're not playing in Frisco. They're playing in Arizona. Does that mean they're playing on Monday? That's going to be a Monday game. You know, that Washington-Pittsburgh game is also, that was Monday, not the Sunday game. So that game's been thrown around as well. Pittsburgh was supposed to play Thursday. That got bounced back. So that's actually going to be Monday. And now we've even got a Dallas-Baltimore. I believe it's going to be Tuesday. So it's kind of confusing here. I'm looking at all the different dates. They're just bouncing around, and they keep changing them. You know, within the next day or two, these games could be changed. So, Let's go ahead and do that five-star pick. It's time for the five-star pick. And it is going to be one of the games that I talked about. And that is going to be the New Orleans Saints. I like the Saints on the road. I think they're clearly the better team, even though Atlanta's playing good ball. I think they continue their winning ways. I think they cover. I'm going to take the Saints for my five-star pick this week. Plus, we've come to the time where we're going to answer our trivia question. If you remember, our trivia question was, who was the first NBA player with more than 15,000 assists? And remember my tips? I said he didn't win a championship, and he was a part of a duo. And he was on the same team his whole career. And that was, the duo was with the Mailman. You guys remember Karl Malone, the Mailman? If you haven't got it by now, it's probably coming to you. Because who used to throw the ball to Karl Malone? Who used to dribble that ball up the court? It was little John Stockton. John Stockton is the correct answer for your trivia question. If you got that right, give yourself a pat on the back. Okay, guys, this is Paul from the Sports Comedy Show. Looked at some of these games at the weekend, told you what I think. Five-star pick, going with the Saints. Keep an eye on all these games. They're going to be fun to watch, and we'll see how we do. And I'll catch you Monday. We'll do a little Monday morning quarterback. When you get a chance, check out the website, sportscomedyshow.net. Have yourself a good day.